This is a sad story that we're about to tell you. Going back to April of 2017, if you remember, it was a cold spring, and school buses were canceled because of freezing rain. There were warnings to stay away from the water. This was a couple of years ago, very much in the news when it was all happening. And a boyfriend of a mother dating his girlfriend. She had a son named Thomas. And he said, you know what? You've got the day off. I'll take you canoeing down the Muskoka River. The canoe capsized and Thomas, who was wearing a life jacket that was too small for him, was swept over a steep 50-foot waterfall down the river from where the canoe capsized. The boyfriend, David Sillars, managed to kick off his jacket and shoes and swim to shore where he tried to find help. He has been arrested. He is being charged now and sentencing hearings are beginning now. They have requested 6 to 8 years in a penitentiary, the Crown has, because there was some impaired issues. They found THC in his system. He blew over the limit. It is the first time in Canadian history that there's been a case like this where someone is convicted of being impaired while operating a canoe. It's a very, very sad story. This young boy was taken far too soon. The boyfriend being sentenced now. Here's the thing about the story, though. In court, 8 victim impact statements were submitted, including one read aloud by Thomas's maternal grandmother, Donna Posnikoff. She said to him, "You have cast a dark cloud over our family for the rest of our lives. Thomas is gone because of your stupidity." The grandmother's crying. She's saying these very pointed words to the man who is very likely, I guess I have to say allegedly, because the sentencing hasn't happened yet, but allegedly responsible for her grandson's death. And while all that was happening, while the victim impact statement by the grandmother is being read, Thomas's mother, Jessica Hooper, looked away from the grandmother, shaking her head and crying. You might think that's a normal reaction, obviously sad, obviously, you know, an uncomfortable moment. But she's been estranged from her family since the tragedy because she has stayed in a relationship with David Sillars, the man now about to be sentenced in the death of her son. In the victim impact statement submitted to the court, she wrote, "Over the time that we lost Thomas, Dave and I have woken to nightmares together. We have held each other as we cried. Sitting in the hospital, he cried and apologized so many times." There are no winners in that story. It's a terrible story. But the question that we have for you is, you know, this woman is staying with the man who was responsible for the death of her son. Is this the right move to pick your partner over family? Could anyone out there do this? You can call me at 416-872-1010 or text me at 71010. And let me know what you think of this. You know, for me, I think, you know, I don't think that I would be able to look him in the face and move on. I just don't think I would have that in me. You know, perhaps it's, you know, possible that she sees something in him that, you know, overpowers her feelings of grief. Perhaps this is one of the stages of grief that she's going through. I don't know, but I would love to hear from you on this. 416-872-1010, or you can text me at 71010. We've got some clips that I'd like to play for you. Jamie Rancourt, that's Thomas's father, talks about when he heard about the incident.
I was at home. I got a message. There, it just said, "Thomas isn't breathing on his own. He went on over the falls." I rushed to Bracebridge as fast as I could, and by the time I got there, it was too late. Why? How can you be so stupid? Like, it just doesn't make sense.
I mean, you can hear the pain in that man's voice, Jamie Rancourt, Thomas's father, as he talks about this. We have Fred on the line. Hi, Fred. Welcome to the Night Side.
I don't understand why she would leave him. It makes no sense to me. The man didn't intentionally kill her child. She did something really dumb. But that doesn't mean he's not a good person. It doesn't mean that he's not a good spouse or whatever, you know, whatever they are. It's not picking one over the other. You're mixing apples and oranges.
I don't know if I agree with you, and I get what you're saying, but I don't think it's mixing apples and oranges. I mean, I would wonder. I'm not done here, Fred. I would wonder if it would be possible to look in his face, no matter what relationship, and maybe, you know, the loving relationship. We know nothing about what happened, you know, in the past with these two, but I just think it would be very difficult to look in the face of the man who was responsible, allegedly, I have to say that, for the death of your son when he was impaired, when they found THC in his system, and move forward in the relationship. I just think it would be a very difficult thing to do.
No, I hear it. But again, there's two different relationships here. There's a mother-child relationship. Yeah. And I don't know if they're married. We'll just say they're married. You know,
they're not, but they were living together.
It's age. I don't think it makes a difference. But they're together. And I'm not. I just don't understand. You have to separate in the relationship. I mean, say the guy won $1 million or something. Does that mean those are things that happen. I'm not saying that this person made a huge mistake. And I'm not saying that he should be, you know, glorified for it. But I don't understand why that would mean that he can't have a relationship with this person. I just think it's apples and oranges.
All right, Fred.
And I apologize for talking over
you. Oh, no, not to worry, Fred. It's talk radio. It's what we do. Thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it. Thanks. We've got Maria on the line. Hi, Maria. Welcome to the Night Side.
Hi there. How are you?
Very well, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, and I personally, I think it's a very, very tragic thing that happened. And I think it's a horrible, horrible accident. And it happened to both of them, I would think, if it's a relationship. And the woman definitely seems to feel that way. And I personally cannot believe that the system wants to make an example out of this man who is not going to, punished any more than I think he's already being punished by jail. Well, we have gang members and shooters all over the place on an in and out carousel from the justice system. It's incredible to me that the Canadian justice system would actually stick their claws into this man and try to make an example of it.
Well, I do think. I mean, they're two slightly different things that we're talking about. The defense lawyer here for David Sillars has said that he already has a life sentence of grief and remorse, and this is speaking to your point. Life sentence of grief and remorse, knowing that taking Thomas canoeing cost Thomas his life. For me, the troubling part here is the impairment.
Yeah, but we don't know how impaired he was. They're saying THC
and alcohol.
To me that they've decided that they're going to make an example out of this guy now that they've legalized marijuana. I bet you that THC had nothing to do with the accident. It was the water. It's an accident. Things happen.
Maria, thank you so much for your call. We're going to continue talking about this just a little bit more on the other side of the break. Call me at 416-872-1010 or text me at 71010. Sentencing is beginning for an Ontario man convicted of impaired operation of a canoe causing a child's death. The mother of the boy who was killed is staying with the partner. Is this the right move to pick your partner over family? The text board is kind of divided a little bit, about half and half. Someone just wrote in, this is politics. I have no idea what that means. If you'd like to let me know, let me know.
It wasn't an accident. And then they tried to blame Thomas yesterday. That's what they said. The canoe tipped because Thomas put a paddle in the buoy. And if that's true, it's probably because Thomas saw that it was a cliff and he was probably trying to save himself. because he was a smart child.
It's The Night Side with Barb DiGiulio. Tonight with special guest host Richard Krause on News Talk 1010.
That was the voice of Donna Posnikoff. That was the grandmother of the young boy who was killed. She was talking tearfully about this not being an accident. And we're talking about the story about a young boy named Thomas who was killed during a canoe trip. The person who was in operation of the canoe was impaired. They found alcohol and THC in his system, and he's being charged and being sentenced currently. And the mother of the boy who was killed is staying with that partner. We're asking, is this the right move to pick the partner over your family? Could anybody do this? Call me at 416-872-1010, or you can text me at 71010. And we're getting lots of calls, and I'll get to those in just a sec. And we're also getting lots of texts here, and they're moving kind of quickly, so it's hard to keep up on them. But what I have here is someone from Toronto. The person that said, this is politics. And I said, well, I don't know what that means. Let me know. And they've written back and said, it's to make an example of him, partially. He was impaired, but he should get fair consideration. And here's the thing. I mean, do we know that he's not getting fair consideration? The Crown has asked for a certain sentence, which they always do. They always come in and say, you know, we want X amount of years here and there. And then I think that there's always sort of some negotiation. You come in high with the Crown, the defense comes in low, and somewhere in the middle, the judge makes a ruling. So I'm not sure that he's not getting a fair trial. I don't think that's what's being suggested here. I'm not really sure. I'm a little surprised by some of the reaction here. But you know, this is talk radio, and I like hearing from all of you, including Karen. Hi, Karen. Welcome to The Night Side.
Oh, hello, Richard. Thank you for taking my call. Yes, I texted you earlier, and I just, I'm missing something. I've read about this case, but, what I cannot comprehend is why the mother of this boy allowed her partner to take him out in a canoe when he was obviously drunk and impaired.
Well, we don't know that she allowed this to happen. I mean, I'll just interrupt you for a second, Karen. So it was a school day. The school buses were canceled because of freezing rain, and there were warnings to stay away from the water. That much we know. We're not sure of the details. All the things that I have in front of me don't suggest that the mother was there.
Oh, my apologies. Yeah. Like I said, I may have been missing something. And it's not that I do not feel empathy for her partner. I'm a recovering alcoholic. I never kill anybody, but that was just dumb luck.
Yep.
But,
no, I hear you. And I think that, you know, as I said earlier, there are no winners to this story. No one here is going to walk away. Everyone's life, most notably the young boy Thomas, but everyone's life has been changed forever here, no matter what happens.
Yes, and I suspect, you know, and as I said, perhaps I shouldn't even say this, but I suspect it's a codependency why she has chosen her partner over her family.
Again, I don't know about that, but it sounds like you'd said you're in recovery. It sounds like you've been to some meetings.
Oh, yes, yeah. I do. Well, I'm very fortunate. I've been clean and sober for many years.
Oh, congratulations.
And in that time, my life has improved immeasurably. And I do go to meetings.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. I'm glad to hear you're doing well, Karen. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. We have Frank on the line. Hi, Frank.
How you doing, sir?
Good, man. Welcome to The Night Side.
Good. I appreciate it. Thank you. I'm sorry. I know this may seem like it's me coming from a place of anger. However, to be totally truthful in this kind of situation, the guy is the murderer. I don't care what anybody wants to call it an accident. It's not an accident. This guy flat out did something willingly, knowingly, and did something that caused the death of a child. The reality is that whether it be alcohol, marijuana, he was, in all intents and purposes, legally intoxicated and not fit to be, you know, doing this with a canoe.
Mm-hmm.
So you take a look at that, and they say that they want special consideration. When I heard that, I almost choked. special consideration for a guy who took it upon himself to put the life of some child at danger and then eventually had that child killed. And it's absolutely asinine to think that there are people out there in society that are making excuses for this guy for the sole reason that he was stoned. All these people who want to go get high and do all this other stuff and talk about how peace up and all this other nonsense that they keep preaching, the reality is that it's a drug. It's a drug that impairs you, impairs your mobility, impairs your judgment, and anybody can talk about how it doesn't do nothing but mellow them out. They're absolutely delusional. And the whole point is that when you get the situation where society comes and says, we have this guy and we want to make they're only doing this to this guy because they're making an example of him. You know what? They need to make an example of this individual. They need to turn around and say, hey, listen, here's the reality. The reality is that he did it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He needs to be thrown away and thrown away for life. This guy needs to be put in. He's talking about a life sentence with his grief. Well, you know what? You can have your grief in a cell. That's exactly where he needs to be. And when it comes to the judge also has the option of taking what the Crown wants and taking what the defense wants and turning around and giving his or her mm-hmm. own judgment. The judge can turn around and say, I'm going off the board here. I am not going with suggestion from either counsel, and I'm going with the maximum penalty possible under law. And that's exactly what needs to happen. Because otherwise, all that ends up happening is the same thing with drunk driving. Everybody's making a big deal about drunk driving and so forth and so on, like they should. But the reality is that it needs to be treated exactly the same way because it's an impairment. And it's something that they should not be doing that caused the death of an innocent child. And the fact that this woman is actually staying with this guy only tells me one thing, that she loves to get stoned herself, loves to get drunk herself, and that's the reason why she's choosing this guy, because she was probably there. She was probably in
Well, I'm going to just jump in here, Frank, because we don't know any of that. We don't know that, and I don't want to cast aspersions on something that we don't know, but I appreciate the call. Thank you for calling in. A lot of passion about this. Still, the texts are coming in, and I have to tell you, it's about split. It's about split, about, you know, what side of this question that you're on.